Gemara Dalad has a very interesting lashon. Amar Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likreis as Hamegillah Belaila, VeLishnoi Sabiyim. There's a chiyuv to lay in the Megillah Belaila, and Lishnoisa to repeat it Biyim. And the Gemara goes and brings two different psukim, which again are not the ikut psukim of the chiyuv of Megillah for Shteitzach. One is they're both kapitel of Tehillim. First one at least is Chavez, it's the kapitel of Esther. The second one is Bechlal, not Purim Dikmamish, but they darshan it b'negei Purim. And about that, these are Asmachta ba'almas and the Yukim, that there's a Kriya B'yomu B'layla. But the Ikechi of Megillah, which we know is called the Bekabbalah, Takon HaZavim, is from a Pasuk in Esther, and Perek Tes, Neskarim V'nasim, and Neskarim V'nasim refers to Kriya HaMegillah. These are Rimaz and Ba'alma, Asmachtas, based on Psukim et Tehillim. But the diktuk here, the Gemara, and Be'etzim, the Gemara makes this dik. The question is, after the Gemara is matched a dik, is the dik still a dik? The Gemara has a mud nahavamina. The Gemara has a havamina that the mitzvah is that you lay in the Megillah Belaila, and in the day, you learn the Mishnayos. It's like an interesting mitzvah. The Mishnayos, and we learn about Megillah, all the mitzvahs ayayim, and all in Yonim Teshu Malpeh of Megillah. That's the mitzvah, because it says, Lishnoisa b'yayim. They're medayik. Rashi said, medayik with the word Lishnoisa. Shinon, it sounds like that's Limud, that's Talmud. That's Teshu Malpeh. Mishnayos, come on, that's the Limud. If them's like Gemara, no, it doesn't mean that. It means you learn twice. But the reason why the Gemara made this deek is because the Lashon Lishnoisa is a Madna Lashon. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Gemara says it doesn't mean Mishnayos. It means you lay in the Megillah twice. So what's takap shav of the lashon lishnoisa? Chayiv adam likrei says a Megillah b'layla. I should say there's a chiyuv to lay in b'yayim. There's a chiyuv to lay in b'layla. Shnoisa? Why repeat it b'yayim? But that's the mitzvah. That mitzvah b'yayim and the mitzvah b'layla. So I should say amar b'shul b'layla. Chayiv adam likrei says a Megillah b'layla u'b'yayim. Why is the Gemara drinking the lishnoisa? Svasem is medayik this deek in the Gemara. And Svasem wants a tool for Gvaldik Chiddush, Ledina. Svasem wants to say that on the word Lishnoisa, you would say that there's a chiv to lame Belaila, chiv to lame Beyayim. Let's say a guy missed Delilah. He missed it. Okay, he missed it. Move us to Yichaliska, and you missed it. Now is the day, so you lame Beyayim. Look the name. The get of the Takar Belaila is Seshafin Lishnoisa Beyayim. That you should have a lishnoisa b'yayim. And if you missed it b'layla, you have to learn twice b'yayim. Because the takana was to shafin as the akriya was b'yayim was akriya from lishnoisa. And we want to repeat. And therefore, it's not enough that you learn once b'layla, once b'yayim. If you missed b'layla, you missed b'layla. You have to learn in the oifen b'yayim that it's lishnoisa. And if you missed b'layla, you have to learn twice b'yayim. Where do we get this chiddush from? From the lashon lishnoisa. So, we see already the Sfasem is being medayik. The Gemara was already medayik. The Gemara falls away at the end. Now, okay, it falls away from Gena Halacha, but the Deik is Lachon Nachal Tzadik. So Sfasem wants to do it for Chedesh Ladina based on this Deik. We'll see, we'll come back. Maybe there's another way to explain what the word Lishnoisa is. What is it being medayik? Something we're going to get to our Sugya that we're learning over here. Just a bissel, amol, you have a halacha, you could be masbit a bissel mit agada to bring out the halacha shabbai. What was the havamin of the Gemara? That's the mitzvah is to learn the Mishnayos. Okay, it says Lishnayos, what's that mitzvah does? Learn the machna seyde tzazaman? It says ger, in the middle of davening, it's the seyde from Limud. Learn the Mishnayos. What is this? On Befrat, the way the Sfasemis is saying it, this is really getting carrying it far, so you're going to have to excuse me, but Lishnoisa? No, we need a takana, stuff's not a tzvetimo. First time, second time, no, you have to have it's a tzvetimo, what's it does? So it's Yedua, everyone knows the Medrash Tanchuma, that Klal Yisrael, by Kabbalah Satayra, even though he said Nasa V'Nishma, they were forced on the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Shvitaisis, the Medrash Tanchuma, says that Klal Yisrael, Avad was Mekabal, the Torah Shabbat Ksav, Beratzen, but there was a kviya the Torah Shabbat Peh. And this, by Purim, that Me'av Zanez, we Makabal Beratzen, that's Ketiv Torah Shabbat Peh. That's noch Purim, when the Gvaldike Shtanis and Torah Shabbat Peh, Reba and Torah Shabbat Peh, all noch the Nes from Purim, because now Christ was Makabal the Torah Shabbat Peh, Be'av. So the Esh Zach is, where's the remnant of this? It says, the modern Zach, Haman Minator Minayin, Hamin Eitz Azeh, he gets a Pasuk in the Torah. Esther Minator Minayin, she also gets a Pasuk in the Torah. Mordechai, it's like in Nebuchadnezzar, he gets gypped a little bit. Mordechai Minator Minayin, there's a Targum on the word Maradachya, the word Mordurar, Maradachya. It says Mordurar by the spices. The Targum is Maradachya, oh, Mordechai. Nebuchadnezzar, like, Mordechai will slip in. This is fakert. The Remes from Mordechai is dyke in Torah Shabbat Peh. But that's what Mordechai gave us. He's the Moisa Torah Shabbat Peh. Duch Mordechai klaus from Kam Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gresta oifen to me, Meram is Mordechai, is dafka through a Targum of the Aschol of Torah Shabbat Peh, which was given by Sinai. It was the bridge of Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav, the Targum that was given by Sinai. Efsha, the Shverkeit from Torah Shabbat Peh is Kenesh Len Ein Mo. The Kheft of Torah is Nochamal, 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 Nochamal. That's the Oymek of Torah Shabbat Peh. Yedemol, Tifa, Tifa, Tifa. Memele, the Gedder for the Mitzvah, the Gedder from Lishnoisa. That's the Oymek and Limit of Torah Shabbat Peh. Memele was Niskan that has to be a Lishnoisa of Torah Shabbat Peh. Fine. But that's the Dot in the Gemara. Now, the Rishonim, a Medayik, that the Ikka Kriya is beyond. So, the standard mahalach of the gedolei achrayim, mamish in the chetzeta, the tzlach, the shaksaye in Turiyevan, the nebihuda, the pnei yeshua, the yeshuas yakev, talking about the gresta from the gresta, all neman that the kriya biyoyim is divrei kabbalah, takanas neviim, and the kriya belayla is takanas rabbah. Each one in his nusach. Some even have umsal nusach of minhaga, the kriya biyim, the kriya belayla, the kana d'rabbanan. They saw muchings like you make a bracha. Prima Gadim doesn't know how you make a bracha in the kriya belayla. He's muchings in Rosh Yosef over there, valid. So, but the get that's zicha. The kana neviim divrei kabbalah, which is kemat kedivrei tayra. We hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana shus yakim by the raisins, by mitzvah rabbanan, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So shus yakim says, kriya b'yayim needs kavana, kriya b'layla doesn't need kavana. Kam chilukim between the kriya b'yayim and kriya b'layla, because kriya b'yayim is every kabbalah, kriya b'layla is only midrabbanan. And they're learning it up in the Rishonim. Now, let's just see if it's so clear in the Rishonim, an old Rishonim at least. In Tosfos, the L'chayr is no remes to this at all. If anything, I think Tosfos Meduk Nishazai. Tosfos Muchazach. Why? They have a deacon in the Gemara that the Shachyanu, you make a Shachyanu B'layla, you make a Shachyanu again B'yayim. This is the case. By all of the Yom Tov, by Chanukah, we make a Shachyanu the first night Chanukah, three brachas, and then the rest of Chanukah, only two brachas, because you already made a Shachyanu. But when the Gemara says Menach, the Gemara has the three mitzvah brachas that you make. It never says, in the night you do three brachas, and the day you do two brachas. So there's a diktuk in the Gemara that you always do three brachas. And therefore, they are Rishonim, and they're going to be medayik from other places as well, that even though you made a Shachyanu b'layla, you make a Shachyanu again b'yayim. And the reason being is, because the kriya b'yayim is ikka, the kriya b'layla is not ikka. Now, loit to Turi Evan, and with the ime, it would be a very easy way of saying it. The Kriya Belayla was a Takana Darbanan. It doesn't go into the world. In the world of Kabbalah and the Rises, you weren't there. You did nothing. So the first time you're doing a mitzvah, different Kabbalah, which is, whoa, it's a whole different level, is in the morning. So it needs its own Shachyanu. It would be like a simple, and that's what Turi Evan says. And it would be a simple say. Tosfos, I don't know, he has a very hard time. Let's see how Tosfos says it. Tosfos says, I'm Marie. Afal gav the mevarch zman belayla. You made shachyanu belayla ready. Chayzu mevarch chayzu biyayim. Why? The ikka persume nisa have you b'kriyat imam. So Tosfos says, you know why the yayim is better in the night? Oh, no difference. The difference is because the day has a more persume nisa. If they're different levels, Knechen, this, just tell me, this is Kabbalah, this is Rabbanan. Taisa says, the first thing he says is, Ikka Psumanisa is Biyan. He doesn't say why, but he says it is. And then he says, the Psukim that the Gemara brought here, which are not the real Chiv, the Ramazim, are Mashmud, Ikka was Biyan. Ukra, Nami, Mashmud, Kay, Dixiv, Belaila, Ludmili, Klaima. Even though you did Biyan, don't be quite Belaila. That's like a Agav. This is in the Rambam, not in the Ikka Chiv, but you already see it's less. Afgav shakur biyom chayv kois b'layla the ikav mama. Now why? Sometimes this kivichaskira kasev tchili. You see, it's with yom first. The gam ikasud b'mamahu, and it seems that somehow since the kasud is b'day, the kriya of the day should be the ikka. The im achlo b'layla yatzachavasi hachnami mashma b'tziv. This karm benasim. Now look at Taisus says it. Hachnami mashma. This is where the tree ever comes to life and says that drasha is only biyom. This karm benasim. Look at Taisus says it. The ikka. But Taisa sounds like that avada, it's divrei kabbalah even belaila. But there are milas. That's the time when you do the suda, that's the ikka suda. That's when you have pusuminitza. He has yukim the psukim. And the ikka zechira is beyond, not laila. But avada, in the pasuk of the skarim benasim, it includes laila too. And that's what is a suda belaila also. But the ikka sud is b'yayim, the ikka kri is b'yayim, but Rav Adi is a kri b'layla as well. This sheet is mefurish in the Rav Yah. Rav Yah, that the Mardechai brought down, is mefurish. That, how do you know you learn b'layla? From the same remez of the Skarm Vanessa. The Rav Yah says, Zok Rav Yah, in the Mardechai page, Tazayim here, Pirish Rav Yah, Shetzarech Linoig Megillah, he gives a mashal. Kalele Shabbos V'yomai. Very funny. Like we wouldn't be able to understand how could you have a Suda. He's having Suda. Belaila and B'yom. So he gave you a mushal. Shabbos. We have a night Suda, day Suda. Thank you, Rav Yah. Otherwise, I would have been troubled to understand. Purim doesn't do Shabbos. What's he trying to say? And he's being Merambas to the Bach. Where the Bach learns up this Shita. But look what he says when he gave us. Pirush Rav Yah. You need Dumya Dekriya. Look what he says. You need a suda belaila and biyoim, like Shabbos. Now, but Shabbos, kavra yoim is other than kavra laila. That's what he's done to the Shabbos, which is what the Bach says. He doesn't make the Shabbos. That's what he says. The whole point of the Rav Yah is pirush Rav Yah said tzarich linoig like Shabbos, kaleili Shabbos biyoim. Mean, what? Dumya dekriya diksiv ayom emeil miskarim v'nasim vein hekish lemechza. And just like what? Just like there's a kriya belaila from this pasuk. And there's a kriya b'yayim, so too, if there's ain't hekesh l'mechza, there's a suda b'layla, there's a suda b'yayim. Just, the ikka kriya is b'yayim, so the ikka suda is b'yayim. But avada is a kriya b'layla, from which pasuk? The skarim v'nasim. This is the pasuk of the Divrei Kabbalah. So the reveals mefurish that avada, you can have like tesis, that there's the ikka b'yayim, and a tafel b'layla. Afal pikein, both are Divrei Kabbalah, and if you read tesis, there's no remez in tesis, not like that. The Ran, same thing as tesis. The Rush has a much bigger arichas. And the Rush has a bunch of different steps. In the Rush, it's merdik meduyik to say, like, do we have an old Gdol Echrenim? And probably that's where they're coming from, because the Rush says four different things. The Rush says, Hoy Oymer Ben Utam, Afal Bishu Birch Zman Belay, Lechoy Zimborch Zman Af Biyoyim. The Ikka Kriyas Af Biyoyim Yosme Belayla. Why? First, he makes the deek from the Gemara. Hachimash Mulish from the Kra. Yoimim is first. Afi Shalaila, Loidamili. Don't be quiet tonight also. Biyoim te ikakri. Vigam, ikka pursumi nisahu. Biyoim, bisman, mishta vesimcham, tellas of Yerim Shalmar. So he says, that's far of Taisus, that there's a bigger pursumi nisa. He grabbed the nail, says, why? Because that's the time of simcha, matanas of Yerim Shalmar. So the Rush gives us a gili. Why is there a bigger Pesume Nisa in the Kriya B'yayim than the Kriya B'layla? Because in the day, we have all the other mitzvahs Ayayim. Interesting. Why is that a reason where Pesume Nisa is bigger? So there's a Merdik we spoke about this last year. There's a smag on Hilchos Purim. And the yeshiva put out the Mizrachi has a whole pirush on this smag. So the Mizrachi has a kasha that the smag says that there are seven mitzvahs midrabanu. Seven. One of them is Kriyas HaMegillah. Frekta Smag, Frekta Mizrahi, 7? Shachmanis, Matanis Levyainim, Tzudas Purim. He wants that 10. We're missing 3. Why do you count one of the mitzvahs of Purim? If Purim is Divrei Kabbalah and the Hekesh, and we learn one from the other, so Nizkarim Vinasim, that's the Hekesh, so you should have Tzudas Purim, and Shachmanis is Divrei Kabbalah, and Matanis Levyainim, it's all in Pesukim in the Megillah. It's the same Divrei Nevi'im. So why are you telling me 7? There should be 10 mitzvahs Rabbanim. As I frek the Mizrahi. So the Mizrahi, a Yisayt. That the Yisayt of mitzvahs Matanis Levyainim, Tzudas Purim, and Shalachmanis is Pesukim Nisa. Because what made the Nes happen? Leich Kenois, and we gave Tzedakah to Aniyim, and we mafayis all of our enemies, and Kumin Tzazamin, and Gemach Mishpacha Mishpacha, and Tzudah B'Yachad, and it was Ein Grace to take him from the Amafuz and Mefarah that Haman said, which was Mekatrik and Klal Yisrael. And Memela, a way of being Mefars and the Nes is Matanas V'Yanim, Shachmanis, and Zokti, it's Ein Grace to Mitzvah. The Ikka Prisimus is the Megillah. These are all legs attached to the Mikra Megillah. It's a Gishmak. So this aggressor Prisimus in the day, Dr. Rush, is so Gishmak. In the day we have the Prisimus Adl Shemayim. So Mamela, the Ikka Kriya is Beyayim because the whole side of the Mitzvah is Prisimus, and that's when you have it in Beyayim. That's the Rush. Then the Rush continues. And he says, He brings the other shmuz in, and he says that the Kvarim only did Kriyas HaMegillah b'yoyim, not b'layla. And he's very busy knocking down the Kriya of the Layla, that it's not something that you have to do. I mean, if it's a chiv, a different Kabbalah, the B'nai Kvarim didn't do a chiv. So in the end of the rush, it's Takamashma, he's throwing in a second zach, and he brings him back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Megillah's kosher kol hayoyim. The mitzvah, the mission over there counts. Mitzvah you do a whole day, mitzvah you do a whole night. Mitzvah you do a whole day, it's kashkol yom. Mitzvah you do a whole night, it's kashkol alayla. So why is it, Megillah should have gotten a double. He should have been in the chelik mishnah of yom, chelik mishnah of layla. So the rush wants to know, why is it, says, no, it's a shvach takana, shvach takana. He's saying it's not even takana, it's a mishnah. It's a takana's gemara. In the times of mishnah, there was no kriya of layla. The kriya of yom was a shvet takana of al gemara, of Rabbi Shuma Levi. They made a new takana to get l'shnai sabiyim, but it was not. Forget it's not Divrei Kabbalah. It's not even Mishnayis. It's Gemara. So there, the rush is seemingly going with this shita of Driev and all those that say that the Kriya Belial is a whole different level. Okay, so now what coming out is that we have two shitas in two biurim. And maybe two different sheets in that one sheet, meaning like this. This one we're going to now theorize to. Bottom line. We make a Shachiyanu b'layla when we lay in the Megillah. And when do we make another Shachiyanu when we lay in the Megillah in the day? That's the Shaila. The Mechaba goes with the sheet Sarambam? Of course not. You already made your Shachiyanu b'layla. Make noch a Shachiyanu? You laid the Megillah and you made a Shachiyanu. Why would you make a Shachiyanu again of the Megillah? The Ramah goes with the sheet of the Taisus, the Rush, that Avadi you make a second bracha. You make a Shachiyanu a second time. What is the beer in this Machlokes? That's what we're trying to understand. So, the beer in the sheet that you make a second Shachiyanu says, because the Ikka Kriya is beyond. So, we have a way to understand it, even if both are Divrei Kabbalah. But since the Ikka Pesumei Nisa, which is the Yisayit HaMitzvah, is B'yayim, that's when you have the Suda, and you have all the other mitzvahs. So Memela, the Shachyonah that you made B'layla doesn't work for the day. Because there's a whole higher aspect of that Kriya B'yayim. The Gilgani HaShas, the Macheshas, I heard from Rosh David Mei, once he said that, they never saw it inside, but they say over that, the Kriyusa Zuhilula. There's a whole aspect of Kriyas HaMegillah in the day that you don't have at night. Because the Hallel of Purim is in the Megillah. Hallel is only beyond, not B'layla. So there's besides being a Kriyas HaMegillah, it's a Hallel that you have in the Kriya of the Yom. And Memela, that's what makes it greater. They say, the Bahag. Bahag says ladies can't be mighty men. Everybody jumps in the Bahag. Why not? Ladies are Chayiv Afinu Meis Anes. So some say, because men are Chayiv in Kriya, they're only Chayiv in Shmiya. The Macheshes wants to say, because ladies are paten halal, men are chayav in halal. So there's an aspect of kriya in the day that ladies don't have, that men do have. That's the halal. So you want to say, the only meant the kriya b'yayim, ladies keep mighty men. Kriya b'layla, ladies keep mighty men. Okay, but that's one way of understanding, because the kriya b'yayim has more to it. Or you could say, kriya b'yayim is different Kabbalah, kriya b'layla is just Rabbanim, Mamela, you didn't do the mitzvah different Kabbalah, now you have to make the nachash achayano. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam. If you learn the Rambam is clear like day that the kriya of the Yom Kriya of the Lila is the exact same level. Kriya Samagillah, Bizmana, Mitzvah Seim, Debre Seifrim, Badram Yaduim, Shitakonis Nevi'im. He's going with the whole kriya. There's a kriya b'yayim, a kriya b'layla, and he calls it the Tekonis Nevi'im. You read all through the Rambams, there's no chil between a kriya b'yayim, kriya b'layla. It's ein zach. It's a Tekonis Nevi'im, Telein, b'layla, and Telein b'yayim. So the simplest way to go is the Rambam and Taisa l'shitasi. The Rambam holds that the kriya b'layla, kriya b'yayim are on the same level. Everything's the same. So you made a shachiyonah b'layla, the path is a shachiyonah in the day. Masha'en came, if you hold like Taisa's, that the kriya in the night is only Rabbanan, or it's less of a kriya because it's not Pesum Enisa, Mamela, the Shekhinah of the night doesn't help for the kriya of the day, and everything is L'shitasai. That would be a very simple way to go. The only thing is that the Rishonim are Mavua something else, and the Goyin is Mavua something else. That's the way the things that want to fear Isof. The Ran in the Chidushim and the Baal Ha'itta both say that the machloikis between Taisvis and the Rambam is if the Kriya Belayla and the Kriya B'yayim are two different mitzvahs, or it's one mitzvah. That means then they're understanding that even if the Kriya Belayla is less of a chiyuv, but if it's the same mitzvah, you started doing the mitzvah, I started in Shvach, and as my Purim goes, I do it better and better and better. And then I fear it with the Kriya B'yayim. So you made your Shachiyonah, and that's Chalos HaMitzvah. Why wouldn't it pata? Who cares if it's lower? But it's the same mitzvah. Now, again, if this is the Rabbanah, this is the Kabbalah, it's hard to hear that Taina. Because in the world of Kabbalah, you didn't start anything. But if you don't go, if they're both the same level, just this is a bigger Pesumi Nisa, so you started with a smaller Pesumi Nisa, you're getting bigger and bigger. So, Masha'en came, the Rambam held its one big mitzvah, so Yipata, and they want to say that Taisus and the Rush held its two mitzvahs. As I said in the Ran, as I said in the Baal Itta, it's two mitzvahs. In the Chidush HaRan. Now, you have to understand that. Why is it two mitzvahs? That's their mahalach. And so it just changes the way the what's muchrach. I'm being makatz. I'm saying, but look, they're bringing a new blitz to here. Till now we were saying, oh, we looked at Megillah as one big chiyuv. Okay, it's not the same level. It's the ikkah, so we have to make a second shachiyanu. It's so simple. What do you mean? It's the same mitzvah. Who cares? They're saying, no, they're goofa arguing if it's two mitzvahs or one mitzvah. It's a whole new blitz in the understanding. The Goyin comes from outer space now. The Goyin says like this. The Goyin says, Avad the Taisus and the Rosh are right. The Ikka mitzvah is B'yayim. So, you made a Shechiyon, but it's not going to help for tomorrow. So the Goyin, what happens on Luluv? Comes the first night, you make a bracha on your luluv. Right? And then we come the second day, and we again have a mitzvah luluv. Now we know, by Yontif Sheni, we look as if the first day was not Yontif, so you're doing the mitzvah now for the first time. So everyone will do Shani Mitzvah, so why don't you make another Shechiyonah on luluv? We make Shechiyonah, right? Second day Yontif HaKiddush, we make Shechiyonah on this man. I made yesterday, because we're making as if yesterday was Chav. So why don't we make a second Shechiyonah on luluv? So to Shani Mitzvah, because by Luluv, there's a musik of making the Shechiyonah on the Asiyas on Luluv, on the Igud. And even though you're not doing making the Asiyah now, but anytime you're doing a Pu'ula Samitzvah with the Luluv, even if maybe it's not a mitzvah, but you're doing something you're supposed to be doing with the Luluv, so that's like a Gedah of Asiyah. And Zok to Rishonim, Lagar Me'asiyah. That means Avada, I'm not making a Shechyonu on the mitzvah of the Laila and the mitzvah of the Yom. I'm making a Shechyonu on the Asiyah Saluluv. I'm making a Shechyonu on the Asiyah Sasukkah. The first night, I don't have to make again a Sukkah. That's when we switch to order of the brachas. You don't have to make on the Sukkah anymore. Because it's Lagar Me'asiyah. Zok to Goyim, Pshar the Rambam. You know why the Shechyonu on the night works for the day? Because Lagar Me'asiyah. Asiyas was? Asiyas Amagilu. Azoy Shtetin going. Tough race, Sadiq Bey, Sifalas. It's a whole new understanding. That means everyone holds, one word to the other word. The other Rishonim was saying, it's Pashit, that the Shechyonim made Belayla should work for the day, even if the day is a bigger Chiv. And the only way they could explain why it doesn't work is, because it's two mitzvahs. Tell the Gazas, Kriyas and Megillah, it's two different mitzvahs. You grab to doing the same pula. It's two different mitzvahs. Mind-boggling. They're going, punkvakert. Dr. Goyin, even though it's less of a chiv, Dr. Goyin, I'm sorry, since it's less of a chiv, there's no side of the world that the less chiv Shabbat than a high chiv. So what's that, the Rambam? Dr. Fakert, no, you're not making on the mitzvah. You're making on the Asiyas and Megillah. Lagar me'asiyas luluv, v'asiyas sukkah. So what's halt? The other Rishonim I like to go in. No. He doesn't get involved in mitzvahs and not mitzvahs. He says a bracha on a shvach and kippah to the grave.
Why
is there shvach and a grave? He's like everyone else said. The ikka kriya is behind. Ram doesn't know if you want to taste this. What?
Stop busking
drama. You were out before. We learned the Ram not like that before. You were asked for it. The Rambam says before it's just the same level.
Same.
But the Goyt is not like that. The Rambam says the Rambam is talking about it, but it's the same thing. And the Goyt starts off right away. If a Kriya is behind, he's going into Shin Tzai Rambam, and he says, look, I'm going to see it. Is there a Shin going? So, Levaisa, just, we have a blitz the other way now. Goyt brought up a whole new shmooze that you can make on the Asiya. So now what's Shat and Tais is the rush? I think the Chug is Pashit. I think the Goyt is the Chiddush Nifla. I'm going to bring it out with a quick halacha. The halacha is, if you have a lulav, and you make a bracha on the lulav, and right before you didn't pick it up yet. Whatever. He makes the bracha, it's on the table. Whatever. I don't have a case. You picked it up, you had the mitzvah ready. You had a mind not to get the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah yet, okay? You have the lulav in front of you, you didn't do the mitzvah, you make a bracha and steals the lulav, and before you pick up the lulav, a ganav comes and steals the lulav away from you. No lulav. So you turn to the guy next to you and say, I just made a bracha. And he gives you another, you can talk, don't worry, because you have to make another bracha. And Mishmur brings in the Binyan Olam that you made a bracha on this lulav. This is a new lulav. It's a new chefetz shel mitzvah. You have to make another bracha. By matzah, the guy steals your matzah, you got to make another bracha. Okay? Now, here's the Binyan Olam, who the makar of the whole Mishmur is, says, who are the makriyas ha-taira? You make a bracha on kriyas ha-taira. And before you sell leg, a guy comes and steals the Sefer Torah. So you pull out another Sefer Torah, you've got to make another bracha. The Mishnah Brura in the Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah in that case says you don't make another bracha. What's the chiluk between Kriyas HaTorah and now again, the Binyan Olam doesn't make a chiluk. But what is, which is going to be like the Gora, I'm saying, but what is the Mishnah Brura hold? He's coming from the Binyan Olam in the other place, but in Kriyas HaTorah, he argues on the Binyan Olam. So the answer is, I think, glatt. Matzah is the chefetz shel mitzvah. Ichtu de mitzvah mit der matzah. Lulav is the chefetz shel mitzvah. Ichtu de mitzvah mit the lulav. The Sefer Torah is the chefetz shel mitzvah. Kriyas haTorah is the verta of the Torah. Ichtu de mitzvah mit the kriya. Now, this grada halachin, I'll lay out there. So, technically, I gotta have a Sefer Torah. Otherwise, I'm not a little in al peh. The mitzvah of Megillah is the zerta of the Torah that's being laned, that you're hearing, or you're laning. You're not a little in al peh, so you need a Megillah. Of the Megillah, it's the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. Shofar is a murder kishal, you have to know. What's by Shofar? Since the mitzvah Shmiya, so do you say by Shofar, the Cheftza of the mitzvah is the Shofar because you need a Kol from a Shofar? Or no? It's just a call that comes out of a shofar, and that do you say Lagar Me'asiyah by shofar? Yeah, Yeshua Demazah.
By Heder Mitzvah, you don't say.
It's like, what?
Heder Mitzvah, you do consider it a Chetzah Shal Mitzvah.
Duh.
A
Yeah, that's
hindered. That's a kid of a lulav big is also a nice a case. Yeah, hindered goes very far. Tell me the chafshal mitzvah. So melazoi, this day you could say loygore me'asiya. That's only when there's the asiyas hachefzer shal mitzvah. So the shechianu you could make on the kiyama mitzvah, you could make an asiyas hachefzer shal mitzvah. So the Tosfos and the Rosh held that it doesn't possibly go a by Megillah. Well, the Megillah is the chefzer for the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the vert, the kriya. This is just a chetim that you're allowed to make the kriya. Masha'en came, the goyin, learned up in the Rambam, nope, you can have, since you need the Torah to do it, so you can have the go a and that also, which the Binyan Oilam holds by, you steal the Sefer Torah. It's called the bracha on the Torah, even by Sefer Torah. That's where the going would be coming. And the Mishabura would be the way we're understanding in the Tosfos and the Rosh, not like them. Let me finish, we'll talk. I don't want to hold them up. Give me a second to make sure I'm done. What do you mean? No. The shechi. That's just being a tzushtel. What's called the cheftes shal mitzvah?
Are you some
on this mice for today? Okay, we're done. So I don't want to hold anybody up. We're done. What? Okay, now I'm sorry. What? You can leave it on because maybe one's gonna be slug me up. We'll have a good. Yeah. What? Right.
The first man shechion on asiyah.
What?
The first man shechion on asiyah is a sukkah.
Right.
First night sukkah, he goes eats by his friend.
Oh, that's what I was. Okay, that's what I was gonna ask. Or
no.
Use it to lulav the next day, making a shechion.
So shechion, how does it make the mitzvah? A gefil.
What's the kiyam mitzvah? Shechion. You can't just make a shechion out of the blue.
No, right. So you need a ma'aseh mitzvah.
So
you don't make it out of
the blue. That's only
the ma'aseh mitzvah. I'm making a shechion.
The whole musig of lagar me'asiyah is only on a chafter shal mitzvah. Why not?
Because what's a seer? I'm oisik a mitzvah.
No. Slow. You can make a shechianu on a kiyama mitzvah. You can make it on a chafter shal mitzvah. Well, you can't make. It's not. It's the zban now. You gotta be making shechianu on something.
No.
So
I'm making them on a
mitzvah. No, because it's the mitzvah. No, it's all based on the mitzvah. Just the chetzah to make the bracha.
I don't need the chetzah because I don't have a mitzvah mitzvah. If I'm doing a mitzvah mitzvah of a kima minig, then that's a, that.
No, but maybe if you don't have a chetzah, there's no lagar mitzvah. Well,
the only reason you need a chetzah is because I don't have a mitzvah, so I need a chetzah to make a mitzvah in order to be able to say
I mean, why is that pashut? I'm saying I don't have a mitzvah. Why is that pashut? I hear very moving like this. That there's a din. Look, the words of Yerushalayim is lagar me'asiya. So you need asiya sachefza. So I'm saying asiya is only shaykh when it's a chefza shal mitzvah. So there's you make a bracha the kima mitzvah or the chefza shal mitzvah. What is the sitting in the sukkah the first night have to do with the chefza of the sukkah mitigate the second night? So the answer is that you have a right to shtel to the asiya when you're connecting to the sukkah. Somehow, if I'm doing a pula, which I'm supposed to be doing, that shaykh the mitzvah, so I can sell to now to Rafi also. That's the chiddush of those who are joining.
No.
Yeah, because otherwise there's no, you can't make an asiya. There's nothing to make on. What shechiyonu on?
What's the
asiya on
Megillah?
What's the asiya on Megillah? Is the asiya on writing a Megillah? No, right, no, creating a kisek like this.
I think the person made a shakyono on writing.
What? No, didn't do anything. Didn't make a sukkah. Didn't to make a sukkah. What? No, because what? You need to do the mitzvah. So how do you need a megillah?
Can make
shechianu
on that?
On what?
On writing
regular. The Goyin says you can make on a seal. It's a Goyin. I didn't say that. That's the Goyin.
You said
Goyin
holds when you're writing the megillah, you can make it.
But Goyin may a seal. Which a seal? That's what he says. Let's read the Goyin together. And then you only make two brachas. Right? That's the Mechab Shita. So to Goyin. Afal gav the ikas man of Biyayim. He already goes Tosfos to Rosh in the Rambam Shita, in the Mechab Shita, which is Pashat the Rambam. Afal gav the ikas man of Biyayim. Mikomokin. Kivin shabirich belayla. Yotza. Like Gorim and Birich Asuka Belulav. B'shas Asiyah.
That's what I wanted to know. That's not what he's saying.
He's saying, we have a din that you could make a shachiyano on
Anasiya
by a sukkah. So when you're laying mitoyus minig, what if I could stel su asiya to a ma'aseh mitzvah? I could stel su toyus minig to a ma'aseh mitzvah.
Right. So, I tell you what, Shai.
I'm losing.
He's not saying Asiyas Megillah. Lefina Goyin, if someone wrote a Megillah two or 3 days ago, he finished the Megillah, he wrote the Megillah,
why you let him make the first night when you go to the Sukkah?
What do you mean, why you let him make?
Why you let him make the first night?
Why you let him make?
I'm sorry, why is the bracha the first night?
You're right.
Why does that work?
Because maybe over there, because it's a Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah, so we stretch the Shachiyonu onto the Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah. When you finish the Chavtzah Mitzvah,
but he stelled suit to that by Megillah.
Yeah, because if I have a musik that I can stretch through something and it's not even any Ma'aseh Mitzvah whatsoever, it's a Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah that I can stelled suit that you can make a Shachiyonu then. So like Kol Shekein, if I'm doing a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, the Ma'aseh Mitzvah Kalusha, then I should be able to make a Shachiyonu then.
That's what?
Also, because I'm doing a Ma'aseh Mitzvah. I'm doing a Ma'aseh Mitzvah Klusha. A Ma'aseh Mitzvah Klusha can't be worse than a Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah.
I'm glad I can't be Chal.
It's a Kal V'Chaim.
Can I add a little bit of a svara maybe to the point? What's the Takah Pshat where you make a Shachiyonu? I said making a Luluv.
On
making a Luluv. What do you say? The mitzvah shechinah pashas has to do with simcha, right? Simcha, and I'm naive.
Wait,
can I
stop you 1 second? Can I stop you 1 second? I want to hear you saying, right? 1 second. You, the goyin is coming that you a shvacha mitzvah doesn't work for a greater mitzvah. That's his kasha.
Okay.
So what's the answer?
The answer is if a shechiyonu, then it works. Shechiyonu.
I thought the goyin says it's a shvacha mitzvah. See, it doesn't work. That's his kash.
But Asiya is more shvach.
That what?
It's not a kim at all, of anything. And it works.
Where?
By lulav, by lulav, and by lulav.
Any involvement
that you have in what you're doing.
He's answering that his havamim isn't correct. He's saying his havamim isn't correct.
Right.
It's not the same ma'aseh mitzvah, so happen a patah is octave. I have a din by Asiya that has nothing to do with the kim and mitzvah. It's nothing to do with the ma'aseh mitzvah.
Right. No,
and that could work. So,
but that's only going to be true if, in other words, if you're making on the kiyum mitzvah, then it doesn't make sense because you can't make on a shvach kiyum for a bigger kiyum. So, the Teretz is you're doing something else, right? You're doing something else.
Yeah. But why? What is a ma'aseh mitzvah?
What is a
ma'aseh mitzvah? It's a ma'aseh kriyas
mitzvah. The only reason why we shouldn't say you let him make a ma'aseh mitzvah is they say like garmi asiya. I understand, but there's a musig of not even on the kiyum, so there's an asiya. But if there's no asiya, who says you can make you're saying what are you saying? It's not asiya, but it's not even that. You're creating a new bracha. You're saying, Rishonim say, when you do the mitzvah on Lel Yudalad, right? So if the first day is really Lel Tezvav, you didn't know anything, right? So why is it good? What do you say? Why is it good? What's the word? Why is it good? Why is that good?
By what?
Like if. If you shook the lulav,
you shook the lulav on the first day yomtiv, and it's the second day yomtiv, maybe the second day yomtiv.
Right.
You make a shachiyonu only one time. You only make it the first.
Right. Because they say the shem say legor me'asiyah.
Okay.
Legor me'asiyah. I'm understanding that word is. Because
no, like Kiddush also we do.
To
no,
the
like Kiddush we also do it.
What?
Like Kiddush.
Yeah.
No.
Like Kiddush we make a second Shachiyonu on Yom Tov. Like Kiddush we Shachiyonu on Yom Tov. Kiddush we make a second Yom Tov. So we show you something like Garmi Asiya.
Something like Garmi Asiya is you need it for the Kiyum. It's something you're doing in order to get the Kiyum.
Right.
You have to do both in order to get the Kiyum.
You have to do...
In order to dance, the Kiyum is Mechayim to do it. Kiyum just like it's Mechayim to do Hefsher. It's not Gar, it's Mechayim to do Hefsher. To make a kim, so I have to do this myself also to get the kim.
Right, but I'm understanding that only could work if there's a musik of a bracha lechetza. So,
that's what he's saying.
That's where Shem are coming from, right?
That's nothing.
Well, that, understanding. But the pshat not to is that since it's a mitzvah, we can do it, and it's what's ma'afshim to get the mitzvah eventually. Right. So this also the mitzvah mechayim me to do this.
Any
I don't know. I have no way to know.
Maybe it's a mitzvah. So where's my Shekhi Yoruchal? When it comes to the Zion, how do I have a Shekhi
Yoruchal?
I think, at the end of the day, a Shekhi Yoruchal that was done on Tezvav, and you want to use it at the Zion, where's it Chal? It could only be Chal in the Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah. It's either Chal in the Kiyama Mitzvah or the Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah. Klapi the Zion, there was no Kiyama Mitzvah.
Why does it help you that Chal in the Chavtzah and get you a Mitzvah?
Because that's enough. If the Yoruchal is Chal in the Chavtzah Shal Mitzvah, you don't need to make a bracha on the Kiyama Mitzvah. But it has to be Nitzvah somewhere. So that's what Shem is saying of art. When you're doing a pula, it can be nitvus in the chepzing. Even though I don't have a kiyam,
clapping. Carrying my megillah to shul. Saying, okay, enough,
clapping. Right? It has to be chal somewhere.
It has to be something.
So, that's what I'm saying. Like, I see it. That's what Shem is saying. We have chal in the chepzah. But maybe you could only see it when you have a chepzah shul mitzvah. So that's the 2 days over here. Do you need that or not?
Rather going away, I'm understanding. You shouldn't try to go to be like you're saying. You need it to make Tehillah Shanoisa.
You need it to make
Tehillah Shanoisa. You need a Kriya at night for Tehillah Shanoisa. The day is Kriya. Taka one Kriya. Taka all the same dagger Kriya. But when I say I need to make Tehillah Shanoisa.
Right, so that's why Shaykh.
That's why Shaykh.
No, that could be right. I had it. So that's why it's one big connected, and that's why it should work over there.
There's something that tomorrow's I see is Machayev.
Yeah, that's possible.
I think that could be going to Washington from the show.
Okay.
All right.
You should know the rekach sheet is that they could create Belila. There's a third sheet. He doesn't say where it's coming from, but he says he's having the nusach of bracha. What? He's going to probably only make Belila. He's not going to hold the other mishnah.
Why do you make bayon?
Why? So mean you hold the Rambam. You don't make bayon. He says the Ikka Kriya is Belila. Ikka Kriya is Belila. No, so that's Gishmak like this one. We spoke last year. That the says the Shechiyonu by Megillah patters all the mitzvayim. Like the Rambam is even in the Prima Gardens, even at night. What's going on? There's a major hefsek. No, because she started the same mitzvah. Because it's all aimed great mitzvah for Sumi Nisa. The Mela, you started doing it. I don't care. Not a hefsek anymore. It's like you started Bikas Chometz Yemas. You don't lose the bracha. I started mitzvahs Pesumei Nisa at night. The Mela Zakta Prima Gadim, but the Rambam Shechiyonu Belaila Patas all the mitzvahs Suda Shachmanis and Matanis of the animals. That's all beautiful with this smar, with this the Re'im and the smar. That is angry at the mitzvah Pesumei Nisa.
Point the way you learn the Goyim. So he's learning that what are the two chiv? The
going in the Rambam?
Going in the Rambam. That's
right. He's learning the Rambam hold the Shechonah Aruch Ali, not the Rambam. Maybe he's not the Rambam hold the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam agrees, like we said, the Rambam's okay. Walking. Huh? But the normal saying is the Rambam, Shechonah's going to the Rambam. What to talk about?
He says, no, he has. He doesn't say.
He doesn't. That was the whole beginning of the Shia. I don't know if he's going
in the Shechonah. I'm saying he's saying in the
Shechonah.
In both?
I don't think about it much, but I don't think there's a difference.
Doesn't it?
Because Sasiya is the Chetzah. So
what's he bothered by? Why shouldn't he make a bracha at night? Why is he bothered?
No, he's bothered that the half of the night, part of the day, days is a bigger chiyah. So the small chiyah came by the bigger chiyah. Small chiyah came by the bigger chiyah. The opposite of the Shiran. The Shiran goes the other way around. Shiran has never gone to Zichr, should work. He has Mechadj in two different mitzvahs. That's what I'm thinking. They're going to the Ran, I have faith.
It's
the Machlekes Ram Ramban
by Kriya Shema also.
Ram there
also.
Kriya Shema
by
Yehi Blayla, Minyan is by Rama.
What after
Minyan and Mitzvah?
I think the Ram has it both.
That could be Klolim and Minyan and Mitzvah. Not sure if that's...
The Ram, when he brings it down, it's one Mitzvah to do. Amayim by Yoyim. Exactly what he says in here.
Yeah, okay. So